Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A colossal monster, a city in ruins, no way out, except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
The Burt Show.
So I was, this happened a while ago when I was coming home from Arizona. It was like a month ago. It was right after Jessica's birthday, so it was just over a month ago. And for some reason, I've been randomly thinking about this person, but it was a conversation that started with, how are you? Mm-hmm. And one follow-up, and apparently he was, well, not apparently, because he told me, he was in Arizona on personal business and related to his sister and his sister's divorce and custody kids and drug use, and he told me all about it. Because I just happened to be in the right place at the right time when he gave me a, how are you? And
you don't really expect a life story. You expect, I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. How are you?
And it's, some people are plain talkers like that.
Well, I don't think, I honestly think it was just a situation like where he may have been dealing with it, but haven't been able to like report it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
you were just the first.
Yeah. And I'll give you a hint. The how are you? When the response is, I've been better, if you want there to be silence, you should say, oh, that's too bad. And then turn and put your iPod on.
Mm-hmm, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Good luck. Hope this flight's better. Hope you don't crash. And put your iPod on and be done with it. As opposed to, oh, really? Tough weekend? Because then that could easily go into the sentence, oh, yeah, man, wife and her husband are splitting up and they're both addicted to drugs, so we're trying to sort out the custody of the kids. And I'm like, really?
Random dude.
Yep.
Never met this guy before.
That's
really?
That's heavy.
What kind of drugs? And then I don't know why I kept asking questions, but the guy was like barfing up just data about really super personal things, and I couldn't even tell you his first name. I know he was connecting through Atlanta. He doesn't live in Atlanta, but he was connecting through here, going into somewhere in Florida, but... It was how long his sister's been on drugs, how she got her husband on drugs, how they have three kids. The kids got to go, or two kids. The kids have to go to different places because they had just gotten arrested. And
he just needed somebody to talk
to. Yeah, you just happened to be the first one.
And I don't know why I continued to ask questions, but it was almost like a weird like sensing that there was that he needed to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And
he came to the wrong guy because you're as private as it gets. So for you to hear this, actually you'll hear it. You just wouldn't say it.
Yeah. I wasn't talking. I'm like, cool. Yeah. So, he's just letting the whole thing out. And it all just started with either depending on what side you want to look at it, either a really poorly timed, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Or a really well-timed, how are you doing? Cause who knows what, you know, like if he was just sitting there that whole time stewing or something in the thing, but that's, and I remember it happened to somebody else in this room because when we talked about it before.
It's happened to me one time before where I sat down next to somebody and it was actually on a bus. And, you know, it was just like, oh, so, you know, where are you from? And where are you from turned into, you know, his, you know, ex-wife was committing suicide and he was taking the care of the kids and this and that and the other thing. And it was literally somebody I had met for maybe a 5-minute meeting at one point, and then like this was like the second time I'd actually had a conversation with this person, and it was like all of a sudden like whole life story in 10 minutes, and I was going, "Wow, like I haven't even had a cup of coffee yet." Like, oh,
I don't know you. Here is Sissy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey guys,
hey,
I work for one of the airlines here in Atlanta, the big one, and I'm a flight attendant, but I just want to let you know that it's funny, even as flight attendants, but just people tell you everything on the airplane because you know that you're not, it's not going to go anywhere. You're probably never going to see these people again, so it's easy to open up.
I think there are some industries that breed that kind of thing more than others. Like, if you're a hairstylist, I've heard people giving up stuff in the chair. When you're a hairstylist, man, they know everything.
It's like a safety zone for some reason.
If you're a bartender, if you're in a bar and you're talking to your friend about something that's going on in your personal life, they'll hear everything. But if your friend hasn't arrived there yet, for whatever reason, the guy that's pouring you drinks is like your psychologist.
I bet like a cab driver probably has heard. Like a
especially from the drunk people.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that's safe that you're never going to see him ever again, why not unload on him?
Right.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.